Thanks for downloading the podcast. This week we're at the Wallace Collection, down the rabbit hole, at a porridge cafe, listening to new music, and at the launch of London's latest busking competition, with the TaylorMade and the Mayor of London. Young musicians in London have until 31st of May to enter the big busking competition, launched today by the Mayor and last year's winners, the TaylorMade. Boris Johnson explains why buskers are so important to London.
Great musicians who've gone on to make millions, hundreds of millions for UK PLC have started by busking on the streets of London. Eric Clapton, Ed Sheeran, you name it. They've started by busking. I want to see the streets of London full of life and culture and activity, and that is what busking is. It's a part of the vibrant live music scene of our city.
So what are the benefits of winning? Last year's winners, the TaylorMade, explain.
We got, other than prizes, we got so many followers on Twitter, Facebook and everything like that. Many contacts as well, you know, we had A&Rs contacting us and stuff like that.
Yeah, we've done like the Brits, we've done Green Park, we've done a lot of plays.
The Cube, yeah. Green.
Those prizes also include a licence to busk on the Tube, a busking trip to Paris, music college course, recording sessions and coaching from chart-topping songwriters. So do the TaylorMade have any tips for buskers? Where are the best places to busk in London?
Well, South Bank's wicked. Yeah, South Bank's always a good one. Covent Garden, if you sneak there.
Yeah, you get in trouble.
They're probably the two. But anywhere busy, anywhere where there's people about, anywhere where people can enjoy
tourists
our music.
Tourists are great to bus for because tourists, and they love like British culture. So if you do a Beatles cover, you go down to
store. If you're between 11 and 25 and fancy entering, visit buskinlondon.com for more details. And hang on to the end of the show when we'll be playing Rum and Red Bull by the TaylorMade.
It's a cool mid-March day. The sun is out and the hints of summer are present across the fields near my flat. Indeed, summer is not quite around the corner, but a mere 15-minute bus journey away. There is a reason why I'm making a point about the weather. Because Bubblegum Geisha by R fits this scene perfectly. And it could well be the sound of summer 2015. This song begins with a smooth and minimalistic synth loop that sets the tone for the entire song. The rest of the ensemble joins in, and it is here where the level of production becomes immediately apparent. Every element of the track is clear and pristine, but never too much in terms of arrangement. The vocals glide into existence, smooth and creamy and echoing into infinity. A beautiful piano line adds definition, whilst hinting towards melancholia, fitting in perfectly with a disillusion of the Western obsession with material pleasures, demonstrated in the lyrics, most notable in the chorus, "We're living in a plastic world." While the message is resounding, and perhaps one we can all relate to, the sound is free of overcomplexity, making it very easy to imagine this song being blared by car stereos on a hot summer's evening up and down the country.
Samuel Johnson was rude about porridge, but he'd be rewriting his dictionary if he'd eaten at the Porridge Cafe. It's London's first, set up by Nick and Ellie of street food company Bow Street Kitchen. If you only eat porridge in the depths of winter, you might be thinking, a porridge cafe? Has the world gone mad? Certainly a cafe that specialises in porridge can legitimately be called niche. The flaneur headed down to Shoreditch to find out more details.
Hi, I'm Ellie. I'm part of Porridge Cafe on 70 Pool Street, the pop-up. We've been here for the month of March. We are a cafe specialising in selling porridge.
And where did the idea come from?
Yeah, well, the idea came from a trip to Copenhagen. There's a cafe there called Grod, which specialises in selling porridge. We went there in the autumn and just thought it was a fantastic idea. Myself and my partner ran a street food business, doing corporate catering mainly in East London, and we were looking for our next project. We love porridge and we took it from there, yeah.
What sort of flavours do you have?
So we do a real mixture of flavours. We like to do the kind of more traditional sweet options. So like today, we've got a delicious free berry compote with banana and flaxseed on gluten-free rolled oats. And then we've got our more savoury options. So say a roasted pepper, chorizo and chilli on barley. So it's all about mixing up different grains, different oats, and different tastes. And we do savoury and sweet as well. On the weekend, we have a really interesting maple syrup, bacon and a poached egg on barley grains, which people have been loving, that savoury sweet mix on porridge, for sure.
Savoury porridge is quite unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, well, internationally it isn't. There's a real kind of mixing and changing of using oats and grains in a savoury style. So you've got congee in Asia, which is really popular, and that's a kind of savoury style. But for Britain, for London, it is something that's more unusual and definitely something which captures people's imagination. There's a real rise of people eating grains and using them in a different way. And definitely as a breakfast produce, eating grains. And we wanted to bring that to the London market.
The Porridge Cafe pops down on the 29th of March, so you've got to hurry. More details at porridgecafe.com.
Could Tweedledee and Tweedledum please make their way to Passenger Zone 21? Aerialism takes you on a 21st century journey down the rabbit hole, proverbially and literally. On entering the pit at the Vault Festival, you are met with friendly stewardesses who issue you with a boarding pass which reads, "Hello, my name is Alice." Over the tannoy are repeated messages to different characters from Alice in Wonderland, creating the feel of being in an airport. When the audience is in the space, the doors close and you are ushered to the sides of the theatre. The stewardesses perform the safety demonstration, then the journey begins. Once down the rabbit hole, the Mad Hatter invites us to his tea party, where it is always 6 o'clock, and it is always tea time. Then a charivari of silk rope, and hoop acrobatics. The show closes with a free-for-all dance, and then the journey back to reality. The creation of this show is a singularly fantastic idea, where Alice fell asleep beneath a tree. The audience, as Alice, is whisked away in an aeroplane to land in a magical and childlike place. The Hatter has the visage of a creature who is perpetually trapped in time and has lost touch with all reality. Visually, this never changes throughout the show, making it difficult not to constantly stare at him during the performance. But the actor seems to be lacking somewhat in confidence. It is easy to tell that he has the talent to fill the room, yet he chooses to hold back. This could be because of opening night nerves, or maybe it is to add to the creepiness of his character. This also applies to the Dormouse. English is not the actor's first language, and it is commendable to anyone who tries to perform in a second language, but she doesn't appear to speak from the diaphragm, so when she tells her story, which I believe is funny as the front row of the audience laugh, it is impossible to hear her while standing behind others, and, as this show is standing room only, as a short person this is difficult to avoid. The acrobats themselves are fantastic. Performing in such a small space must be a challenge in itself. The caterpillar changing into a butterfly is a strange and mesmerising striptease, making one wonder at which moment he will stop shedding his skin. The Cheshire cat grinned and fawned, looking comfortable while she twirled around her trapeze hoop. Alice's flamingo flexed her muscles and showed immense strength on the silk ropes, whilst the duo, maybe Tweedledee and Tweedledum, snaked around each other, pulling, lifting and balancing 10 feet off the ground. The highlight, though, is the Queen of Hearts and her lover. To the sound of Donna Summer, they writhe and squirm with a sexuality that is palpable. Yet her entrance is not aggressive enough. As the Queen of Hearts, she should strike terror into the souls of all in her company, and her "off with your head" is barely audible. Aerialism is a collective of circus performers who hold down full-time jobs whilst throwing their passions into creating and fulfilling dreams. There is a plethora of talent and skills here, which is incontrovertible. Yet with a few more performances, your humble writer thinks, they will be truly great.
So Joshua Reynolds' specialty was painting, which was lucky for 18th century Londoners. This was a man who liked to experiment, and if his interests had tended towards the medical, he'd have been at the forefront of the take two leeches twice a day approach to medicine. Instead, he restricted his innovations to the artistic realm. Over his successful career, he constantly altered his working process in an attempt to make life difficult for conservators of the future, I mean, to ape the finish of old masters that he had seen in Italy. The easiest way to achieve this effect would have been to leave his paintings hanging for a couple of centuries in a Florentine palazzo. But understandably, Josh was far too impatient for that. Instead, he tried different materials, pigments, varnishes and methods. And the new free show, Joshua Reynolds Experiments in Paint, at the Wallace Collection, includes paintings, x-rays and displays to help explain these techniques and the subsequent issues with his works. These issues were very subsequent. Even when he was alive, there were problems with fading. One potential patron had to be assured by a friend that even a faded picture from Reynolds will be the finest thing you have. The result of a 4-year research project into the Wallace Collection's own Sir Joshua paintings, the conservator-led approach makes a fascinating exhibition. The paintings have not merely been hung and paired with a quickly dashed-off label. Instead, there is an in-depth explanation of technique and materials, or at least as in-depth as things can be, when, as is the style nowadays, almost everything is written on the wall. If you want more detail, I recommend the lunchtime lecture on Thursday, 16th of April, which will be given by co-curator Alexandra Gent. X-rays show the development of the images, revealing where the artist has painted out a bonnet or changed a pose. Sometimes the hairdo worn by the sitter at the start of the portrait had fallen out of fashion by the time Reynolds had finished the painting, and he's had to Photoshop in a new one. He not only revised compositions during painting, he wasn't averse to whipping out a paintbrush when visiting his collectors and adding to a painting already on the wall. Amongst the more polished portraits, a highlight is a small freely rendered oil sketch of Miss Kitty Fischer from the Gemälde Gallery in Berlin. No doubt Reynolds was experimenting with some new method of creating the exact effect he wanted, which of course isn't necessarily, owing to the instability of his methods, the effect we see today. He was not an economical fellow, and ultramarine, that most expensive of pigments, has been found mixed into his brown shadows. Over 100 paintings a year were coming out of his studio, and no two are created in the exact same manner. Joshua Reynolds' Experiments in Paint is only a small 2-room show, but it is an informative exhibition that explains, amongst other things, the well-known pale faces of Reynolds' sitters, and the reason conservators shudder on hearing his name. Thanks to our contributors, Matt Conn, Mark Speed and Rebecca Davis. We finished the show with Rum and Red Bull from the Tailor Made. Thanks for listening.
I'm drinking rum and Red Bull and I feel so high.
I want to lie with you on the beach and watch the sunrise like a twinkle in your eye. Girl,
rum and Red Bull and I feel so high.
I want to lie with you on the beach and watch the sunrise like a twinkle in your eye. Girl,
feel my heart like drum and bass. Keep on dancing because I'm off my face. Love hurts like a spider's bite. Bim bim, but I keep dancing through the night. Feel tipsy from the SoCo.
You feel tipsy from the Desperado.
Feel a hand touch, then your heartbeat. And then there's the moment when it eyes me.
Oh, your boyfriend, a huge apology. I'm really sorry, I'm not a music prodigy.
I don't play bass, only write songs. Seem a nice guy and I'm sorry that I done wrong. Let a hand touch, and then the interlock.
Looking cute in your dimples and your polka dot.
I feel the warm sand in between toes. Need to go before I let my feelings
run. And Red Bull and I feel so high. I wanna lie with you on the beach and watch the sunrise like a twinkle in your eye, girl.
Rum and Red Bull and I feel so high.
I wanna lie with you on the beach and watch the sunrise like a twinkle in your eye, girl.
Sam special, I'm full of fire. Make you laugh more than Michael McIntyre. I don't try hard when I'm around ya. Don't know what you do, but such a heart pounder. Didn't even get the chance to say bye. No, it's my fault, I've been a foolish guy. Mean too much of me just to throw it away. Get on so well, I don't know what to say.
Late night chats till the sun comes up. I'm dying to kiss you, babe, gets too much.
Take your hand and I'll walk you home. Hold you as if you were my own.
What I give to be a fly on the wall.
When you're with your boyfriend and he plays it cool. But I'll never get the chance to be, because you chose him instead.
He's drinking rum and Red Bull and he is so high. Gets alive with you on the beach and watch the sunrise like a twinkle in your eye, girl.
Rum and Red Bull and he is so high.
He gets alive with you on the beach and watch the sunrise like a twinkle in your eye, girl.
So we get to the end of the holiday and I don't know what I should say. Yeah. Left on my own, don't know what I should do.
but I'm moving on fast and I'll stop thinking of you, yeah. I'm drinking rum, a Red Bull at night, feel so high.
I want to lie with you on the beach and watch the sunrise like a twinkle in your eye. Girl,
rum, a Red Bull at night, feel so high.
I want to lie with you on the beach and watch the sunrise like a twinkle in your eye. Girl,
rum, a Red Bull at night, feel so high.
I want to lie with you on the beach and watch the sunrise like a twinkle in your eye. Girl,
rum, a Red Bull at night, feel so high. Want to lie with you on the beach, but I guess that I'll never be that guy.